What's up, y'all? Happy Thursday. I'm going live on Instagram right now, and I'm going to be bringing in Mr. Adrian Nez. But also, I need to... What's up, everybody on Instagram? Everybody on Facebook and YouTube that are joining us. We're going to be getting going on today's Ask Carrot. Today's topic is content is king. And last week was a cool week. We had our company retreat, which we'll talk a little bit about before we dive into this topic today, which is content is king. And the real topic we're going to be diving into is a question that we get all the time here at Carrot is how do you come up with good content ideas? Now, if you're a real estate agent, if you're an investor, I even had one of my friends in business partners, Chris Brisson, he hit me up not too long ago and he said, how do you guys come up with the ideas for your content? I'm going to go share this puppy up on Facebook really quick. And so we're going to be talking about that. We'll show how I come up with content ideas, how Adrian does, how to kind of do basic organization of it. And also, there's going to be some other things that we're going to do too, show you some specific tools that you can use to do that. Now, I take a really lightweight approach, y'all. A lot of people have some more complicated ways to do it, and we'll show you what that looks like. But Adrian, welcome on Ask Carrot, man.
Awesome to be back on Ask Carrot. Where were we last week? We're at a retreat.
We were in Lincoln City, Oregon, and at our company retreat. And what we do there, guys, just so everyone has context, is I'm trying to find this Ask Carrot, and I'm going to share it up on my personal Facebook page. But what we do so everyone has context is every 6 months we fly. There it is. There we go. Live. Share this puppy right here. Okay. If I can actually figure out how to do this. Cool. There we go. Got it. Sweet. Got it right there. Awesome. What we do is every 6 months, we fly the whole Carrot team in and we kind of dive into reviewing the previous 6 months, review the strategy, the plan, look at the next 6 months. And it's just, it's an amazing fun time, but also we get a lot of real work done. We have a day that we call a hackathon day where the majority of that day is really diving in and getting a bunch of kind of smaller but important projects done to push some things forward. So dude, what was your favorite thing during retreat last week?
I was going to say hackathon, I think is something that we probably would, I think we should do a call on it because I think it's really a universal task that a lot of people can get value out of. Mm-hmm. I think one of the things as entrepreneurs, right, we have a lot of buildup that goes in our head.
Yep.
We come up with so many ideas, not necessarily ideas maybe to, you know, as far as pursuing something, but just ideas within the business. I know when I'm on the road, there's that time to where I get to myself, I'm thinking, mm-hmm. No kids, nothing. And I come up with these ideas and it just gets built up. So it's cool that with hackathons, like now you take all those ideas, just throw it on the wall and then just knock it out. Right. Yep. I mean, just really commit to that time, whether it's an hour, 2 hours, like we took a whole day and just got stuff done. Mm-hmm. And to me, I think it does a few things. Team building. I think also it opens up communication with the other person who's also part of the equation of getting this thing solved. Mm. So there's that communication. So I think there's a lot of learning lessons, a lot of team building, just camaraderie that kind of happens through that. So, it's kind of like an inner mastermind, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was my favorite.
I love it. We got some new swag. I should have wore our new positivity shirt today. It's at home dirty.
Oh, that was cool.
I've got my sunglasses here though. One sec. Let me grab them. I think. Where'd I put them? Well, I have them here somewhere. If my sunglasses turn up, I'll show them to you guys. But I posted on Facebook and Instagram our new swag. Every single retreat, we put out a new swag collection. And this seemed to be kind of like the summer beach collection because we were at the beach at this big house. We had the cool sunglasses. We have our positivity shirt.
Sorry, I thought they do internet phone
blind out,
maybe?
Oh, gotcha. Adrian, there might be an echo. I'm not sure if you have your phone volume turned all the way down so there's no volume. Like,
can you guys hear me better now?
It's just on Instagram. If you don't have it, take your phone and turn the volume all the way down just so.
Yeah, it's already down now.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I'm not sure what the deal is then. Weird. Okay. We put out some new swag, so we'll show it to you guys. And we're going to be putting out the swag in the Carrot Marketplace soon. And like I said, look at my Instagram profile. Look at the Facebook profile because we have our new swag collection up there. Our new positivity shirt, it's like a bullhorn. The words positivity shaped in a bullhorn, shooting out more positivity. Our cool Carrot sunglasses with the wood frames. And then flip-flops, Carrot flip-flops. We got those, which are kind of cool too. I like them. Well, let's dive in, man. So You were here last week. I was in Napa at my mastermind the week before, and we've been going through in wrapping up the back half of our Agent Carrot authority building 30-day challenge, the Authority Builder 30-day challenge. We started that about 3 weeks ago, and I think this content topic today is a really great topic, because at the end of the day, what we are fully built on is content and building authority, and it's just my full opinion that where we are in society right now, where we are when a market gets penetrated and really, really cluttered, is the way to stand out is content. It's not more ads. It's not just shoving more dollars into the marketing. Now, that can work, but what makes it all better is by standing out. How do you stand out? And I did a piece of content in there that talks about essentially the scale to become an authority in your market. And I'll draw it out really, really fast here, and I'd like to toss it over to you, Adrian. So to become an authority, guys, we're going to be talking about why becoming an authority is important, and then we'll talk about actually exactly how to do that with content. We're going to walk you through how to come up with content ideas today as I lower the... It's like Star Trek here. So right there, we've got this little scale right here, which I'll show you guys, okay? And over on this side, this is the authority scale, okay? On this side here, you've got kind of like you're learning, you're just starting to learn over here. That you're just kind of a learner at that point, okay? Let me move this back. That's a little blurry. Brady, if you wouldn't mind checking on that puppy, I'm not sure if I need to move something out of the way, but it's not focusing in on the board. It's all blurry. So you've got learner, okay? And I'm going to miss some of this here, but you've got expert up here. You've got authority, and then you've got a celebrity expert, okay? Now, you can't read my writing probably, but you guys get the idea. And essentially what this is this right here gauges income, okay? So this is your income earning potential, and then this side over here gauges your level of authority, okay? Now, why is authority important, y'all? Authority is really important because as a market gets more and more competitive and things start to be commoditized, if real estate agents are seeing commissions compress, if you as a real estate investor are finding that you used to close 1 in 15 leads into a deal, now it's 1 in 20 or 1 in 25, or your cost per lead has gone up in direct mail and cold calling and PPC and all that, it's happening because of more competition. Okay, it's not happening because PPC doesn't work anymore, or direct mail doesn't work anymore, or cold calling doesn't work anymore. Those still work. It's happening because of competition. And your competition now has more options to choose from. They're going to choose the person who is the trusted authority that they feel is the person who can solve their problem. Now, most people that are just getting going are over here, which everybody, when you get going, you've got to be in the learner bucket somewhere. Okay, you've got to be in the learner bucket over here when you get going. But then as you learn more information, as you start to learn stuff and you have expertise, you become an expert now. Like you actually have the knowledge to solve the problem, right? But what's happening is we have so many agents and investors who are an expert in a field, but no one knows what they are. No one knows that they are, right? No one knows that you're an expert unless you get content in front of people so they can see that you're an expert. That content could be in person, right? It could be meeting a person one-to-one and talking to them, and they go, oh my gosh, you are really good at this stuff. But what works better is one-to-many content, is getting content online through Google, through your website. Okay, we use a tool called Video Posts. We'll show here in a second how Video Posts is helping our agents and investors more easily do content, video content that turns into written content that gets ranked well in Google and builds authority. But expertise, the people right here that state the expert level are like teachers, right? Let's say you're a teacher at a college. They're experts in that craft, okay? But they're likely not an authority because not many people outside of that school know that they're an expert, okay? You become an authority by getting content out. You become a celebrity expert by getting content out at a much larger scale in your location, or you could even look nationally. Now, the funny thing is this, and then I'll toss it over to you, Adrian, we'll talk about content ideas, is as you build more authority, your income earning potential goes up. Okay, the demand for you goes up, and you are now not a commodity. Okay, and I'm not talking being like Donald Trump's celebrity apprentice expert, that stuff. I'm talking about you can be a local celebrity and your earning power goes up. People will stop negotiating down your commissions as much. You will be landing more flip deals or wholesale deals, or you'll be landing the bigger deals because you're known in that market, okay? But here's kind of a funny thing. is there's a lot of people who see celebrity experts out there. I was watching a show on Netflix, and it's like the only show I've ever binged on over a period of, like, literally, I don't watch TV, man. And this one was interesting. It was kind of a guilty pleasure, but it was, I think it was called like Selling Sunset. It was this real estate brokerage down in Beverly Hills. And it's a really interesting show. They built in a lot of drama, which was just really interesting. But this guy gets paid a lot of money because he's a celebrity expert at this point. But you know what? I bet there's so many people in that same market who actually know way more than he does. I bet there's so many people in that market who actually are much more of an expert than he is at many of the things. He just gets paid more because more people know about him. Okay? So that's what our aim here, guys, is not to necessarily turn you into a celebrity expert. If you want to, we can show you the path to do that. That's what we've done here at Carrot. Adrian, in our niche of a niche, is a celebrity expert. People seek him out. They don't negotiate his rates down. I am a celebrity expert in our niche of a niche. People don't negotiate my rates down. They pay high price for it because that's what it's worth, because they know about it, because they see all the content out there. They see that we're an expert. But where a lot of people get stuck is right here, man, and we're going to show you guys how to get out of that. We want to get you out of the learner. We want to get you to expert. If you are an expert, we need to then get you to authority, which is putting your expertise up online. What's your thought on this whole thing, man? And what do you see as kind of being a block for many people in doing content?
Yeah, I think I love how you said how the celebrity expert, there are probably more people in the market that know more than that person does, but what sets them apart is that they're willing to step out and be that person, that go-to person. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, I think there is some courage needed there as well. I remember starting out, me personally, like I didn't feel comfortable just putting my picture on my website just because I'm a private person. Unfortunately too, I talked to a lot of people that they love the idea of being the expert, but some of them don't like social media. They don't agree with the culture of social media, so they refuse to be part of that. But to me, like if you really kind of set yourself apart, you want to be that local authority to where you're separating yourself from the new investors or even the seasoned investors. I mean, me and you have seen seasoned investors, you know, who could do so much more that will elevate their business, but they're not just because they're not putting themselves out there. So I think it's just, first you got to accept the fact that you got to do something that's going to make you feel uncomfortable. And I'm sure it is going to be uncomfortable for a lot of people because for some reason we just have this fear of stepping out and putting ourselves out there. Maybe the fear of failure, maybe the fear of what people will think. I think we care too much of what other people think. Mm-hmm. But if you want to be successful in business, you want to be successful in being that figure, you got to step out. Like I always say this to people, and people kind of freak out on this. Like I'm really an introvert. Like I really am. Mm. But when it comes to the topic of online marketing, people could never see that.
Yep.
Because I'm willing to step out. One, I feel like it's one of my unique skill set when it comes to strategy. So that helps that I'm just excited. You know, I won't shut up, but at the same time, there's still that battle that I have. So I relate. I can definitely relate, but I think it's just have the willingness to step out. You got to put your opinions aside. If you want to grow your business. Now, if you're content with where you are and you don't want to be that local authority, then yeah, that's fine. I mean, mm-hmm. So it's not right or wrong. It's just if you want to be that authority, you got to be the one that steps out. Because you'd be amazed how many people are stuck. A lot of people are afraid to step out. Be that one that's going to do that. That's why I love Krista's mentality. Like she, I think you said it, where she said that she can go into any market and within the year she'll dominate.
Yep.
Because she's willing not just to put the work into it. That's the easy part, doing the work. But it's it's publicly putting yourself out there to do that, whether it's camera, Facebook, videos, whatever. And you just can't care what people think.
Mm-hmm. And dude, the big thing before we actually dive into these three topics, we have evergreen versus temporary content. I'm going to show you some process of quickly determining what content to do and then give you some resources. But I want to kind of hammer it home because there's going to be a lot of people watching this going, cool, like, I don't want to do videos and all this stuff. And you don't have to do videos. But like I said, the people who in your market choose to do this are going to be the ones that are going to scoop up more attention in business. They just are. So You don't have to do these things, but you have to be aware that those who will do this are going to get a much better result. And it's so funny, man. We were in Dallas at Max Maxwell's We Live event, and there was a real estate agent there, and I can't remember his name, but he was working with Brent Moreno and Adam Johnson, and he was from Louisiana or something, you know, somewhere down there. Had a thick accent. He was pretty very reserved. You know, he's kind of this very even keel guy, even more so than me. I'm a pretty big introvert outside of where I have to show up and do this. I love what I'm doing here, but this particular sphere, I get fired up when I get to do this. But when I'm in like a social setting, I'm usually a little bit more introverted. But this guy was very introverted, and he's kind of like, well, and he does really well as an agent. He goes, well, you know, I'm just not that big loud personality that's gonna do that stuff, and I just probably bore people to tears. And just the way that he talked it, how personable he was, how just genuine he was, I'm going, man, I would watch your stuff all the time. Like, it has nothing to do with how loud you are and how outgoing you are. That's not, if that's your personality, amazing. But you do you.
I love what you just said, because I think that will help a lot of people step out. It is not being about – it's not being loud, guys. Mm-hmm. It's I think a lot of times we're afraid that, hey, we don't want to be that guy, right, or that gal who is just loud or who just has that big personality. And I think we equate branding and celebrity to that status.
Yep.
But really, guys, it's speaking the right answers in front of the right people at the right time. Mm. That's going to build that trust. And that's really what it is. It doesn't matter how loud, how soft your message is. You have the answers and you step out to provide those answers at that time. That's what's going to get people to listen. So I'm glad you brought that up, because it is so true. I mean, there's some people that, I mean, I guess if we're being real, like, I'll tolerate someone's personality for the fact that they have the answers that I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That gets pushed aside. So yeah, guys, it's not about being loud. It's not about being, like I said, I mean, some of you are probably surprised. I mean, Trevor, we're telling you guys we're introverts, right? I mean, outside of what we do, like people never know. So that kind of tells you, like, you don't have to have that personality. Now, some people just have that charisma. They know how to kind of put it all together and communicate very well. You know, some people just have that ability, but it's not about being loud. It's not about having to be flashy. You know, it's just being sincerely caring and just having content. You know, and just, I guess, basically, it's really provide the right information to the right person at the right time.
Yep,
that's it.
That's the whole thing, man. Is being you, yourself, genuine, so people can connect to you, not to a persona. But then also number two is adding value, right? And I just thought of this as we were talking, is over here on the scale, when you're in a learner and then you're an expert, usually you're kind of more focused on tactical, maybe strategic. So you're doing some stuff and you're influencing like that inner circle, right? That's what you're influencing, is that inner circle. So if you're to look at a bullseye here, you're influencing this inner circle right there. Maybe here, maybe. But on this one here, you're influencing the whole thing. Okay. So influence really happens when you start to become an authority. And so I will quit hammering that now, but let's go to this now. So I have a topic. I'm going to bring the board over to the other side here, which says evergreen momentum. And this is something I've been chatting with a lot of real estate agents about. But dude, there was this amazing, amazing Facebook post. I can't remember if I shared it. I can't remember if I shared it before on one of these lives, but I'm going to read this post by good friend of ours, Carrot Camper, been a customer for a long time. And Brady, if you wouldn't mind switching over to my screen, the laptop, I'm going to share up and read this post. And this right here, y'all, this is why we're talking about. Actually, this is a completely different topic. Go watch this video too. This video is amazing. This right here is content. It's just, we put it up there a couple days ago, 1700 views on it. And it's just about some of the things we've been doing in our community. Daniel DiGiacomo is here on this live stream. Daniel says, you know, with what we were talking about before, he's like, that's me. You know, when we were talking about introverts and like, I don't want to get in video. I said, not a big fan of stepping outside of that comfort zone. Dude, what if you guys did a video like this with the things that you're doing locally? I've seen you guys go out there and do trash pickup wearing your guys' Baltimore wholesale property stuff. I'm sure you do other things where you're involved in projects, What if you had someone put together this a simple little video like this once a year, twice a year, once a quarter, and it just got spread all around Baltimore? This right here, it took Brady, I don't know, a couple days to do the video here in-house, but you could hire someone else to do it. We went around and interviewed some of the people that we were involved in with like this tiny homes project that we helped to fund the start of it for battered veteran women. Another project that we fully funded, which was, it's starting now, which was creating these mobile bathrooms. They're going to be taken around town for homeless for showers and weekends. And this one here that you're showing right here is Umpqua Valley Bicycle Outreach. They're reaching out to some of the most disadvantaged youth in the county. And through bicycles, bike repair, and learning about bikes, bike riding, they're helping to mentor and bring these young men into just a much more amazing life. They needed a van so they could actually haul more kids around and go to mountain bike races. And we threw out $7,500 to do that. Now, you guys don't have to do that much cash. You can spend time. But this right here is building authority. This is content. Okay? Can you imagine if this got shared all around Baltimore? There's thousands of people in Roseburg that are watching this video. That's increasing authority. And here's kind of one of the cool things about it. Then I'll go in and read this post from David Brown. Is I was in a coffee shop yesterday. Okay, I was in a coffee shop yesterday and doing a bunch of work. There's our positivity t-shirts. Where's this post from David Brown? And this guy walked up to me, a young guy, and I could tell I was like in massive focus mode, everybody. That's why I go to coffee shops. I got to get out of the office to get in focus mode. But he walked up to me, and I could tell someone was like walking towards me, and they were likely looking at me, and they weren't just going to walk by. And I was just really focusing on my work. And he kind of stops there, and I look up, and he goes, he just reached out his hand, and he shook my hand, and he said, man, he goes, you don't know me. Here's my name, but I want to say I just love, love, love what you guys are doing at Carrot. He goes, I see what you guys are doing on Facebook. I hear people talking about you. He goes, I don't really fully know exactly what you guys do, but it's an inspiration for me to stay in this town and to continue to invest into my craft in this town. I'm like, that's awesome. That's influence because we create content. Okay, if we didn't get out of our own sphere and get out of our own way and get out of our own heads and say, right, let's not be, so I think it's being selfish to not create content, honestly. I think it's being selfish. If we're not creating content and adding value to people with the skills that we have in our brain, if we're not taking that and adding value to other people, and if we're not taking it and inspiring other people, then I think we're being completely selfish to those around us, massively selfish. And I was in that mode for a long time. Okay, I think it's being way too selfish. So let me read this post. So Dave Brown posted this a week or two ago. And this is going to kick off the evergreen versus quick hit marketing thing. He posted a picture, one here at Carrot Camp. Guys, we have Carrot Camp coming up. We only have two spots left. Two spots left. It's September 9th and 10th. Go to carrotcamp.com. Grab one of those two spots. But here it is, July 16th. So 6 years ago, I committed to building a real estate business of my own, one that served me and the lifestyle I wanted to create. I wanted to do something that everyone thought was not possible. The vision was to create a machine that generated a steady flow of motivated sellers on a daily basis. Now, I want to stop here. I want to highlight this. Okay, this is what we've been preaching for years, guys. Momentum creates predictability and consistency. You guys hear it on the podcast all the time. How do you gain freedom? How do you gain flexibility? How do you make an impact in your business? How do you grow those finances? You can't gain freedom, flexibility without predictability, without consistency, and it's hard to do it without momentum in your business. You could have a big bank account. You could pay a big tax bill at the end of the year. You could be stressed to crap out every month because you're not sure where leads or money is going to come this month. So you might have a fat bank account at the end of the month or end of the year, but you're stressed out and you don't have the freedom, flexibility, or impact because you didn't have predictability. You didn't have consistency.
Love it.
Sweet. I spent hours a day in the local coffee shop for 6 months straight creating content and building out pages using targeted localized keywords sellers are actually typing into Google. Guys, this is stuff we taught him. Okay. Now you don't spend as much time as he did, but if you want the result that he's got, you've got to invest in it. And that's why he's seeing the result. Before you knew it, I had a direct deal from all the hard work I put in. Boom. Proof of concept. Okay. Number one, the first thing we have to do, guys, to move forward and do something is look at our limiting beliefs. What limiting beliefs do we have that hold us back, that stop us from doing the thing? Usually there's something in there in our brain that goes, man, I'm going to work this, but what if it doesn't work? But like all these buts. He went, cool. I'm going to work it. I've seen tons of proof that Carrot's put out. I need to prove it to myself. He did. He saw proof of concept. Bam. Limiting belief vanished for him. And now he goes all in. Okay. Then I went even harder and pushed out more content. Do you see what happened there, guys? As soon as your limiting belief is removed because you've seen others do it and then you've done it for yourself, that removes and you hit the afterburners. And before you know it, I went from a deal every couple months from online to doing a few deals a month. All organic, all online, with no cold calling, direct mail, or employees. And these are some of the highest margin deals you can get, guys. Online are always the most motivated and highest margin. I became the go-to investor in my market. What's the theme here? We're talking about authority. How do you become the go-to investor or agent in your market? You do it because of authority and you own eyeballs. You get people to see your stuff and people see you're an expert. People were in awe of what I had built. They understood the value I brought. And that's when business really took off because I had built leverage. Okay. A lot of the marketing people are doing these days, it works. I'm not going to say to not do it. If cold calling, direct mail, if all those are working, keep doing them. You should be doing them. Okay. But if you want leverage, predictability, consistency, momentum, freedom, that comes with a marketing plan that does this. That comes with a marketing plan that builds momentum over time. And you do that by putting out evergreen content. Content that's going to be here tomorrow, 6 months from now, 12 months from now, 6 years later with him. Okay, he said, and the process still continues to this day. Okay, so he said 6 years ago. Now, he started getting deals within 6 to 8 months. Okay, but the momentum is just building so much. Now, let's do this here. Process still continues today. 300 pages later, 350 plus blog posts, 3,000 leads later. Okay, a lot of the blog posts were ones that we wrote in our automated content system. He clicked some buttons, scheduled them up, and he or his team went in there and edited the work that we had done. So he wasn't even writing articles from scratch. So we'll show you how we write articles, how we come up with the topics for those. Okay, now as I sit here typing this, I've done something I'm not sure anyone has done in this space. I've leased out all of the above, my online presence, my brand, for multiple 5 figures per month. I scaled and escaped in a very non-traditional way. Now I have more freedom and time to pursue other things, my passions, purpose, and things that really matter. Yes, I put in the work, but I also had some incredible friends, students, and mentors along the way. It kept me sharp, hungry, and grateful. Thank you, Kent Clothier and Trevor Mock, for all the love, support over the years. Without surrounding myself with the likes of you both, I wouldn't be where I am today. So if you want to see all the cool, purpose-driven things I'm doing now, including helping veterans become investors, empowering people to double their American dream, then follow me, Dave Brown Live. Click the link in the bio. So I could talk about this for an hour. We're not going to. We're going to shift over to how he did that. But what was your first reaction when you read this, Adrian? I'll tell you mine after I hear yours.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's back to the proof of concept, right? I think a lot of times, what's that saying? Proof in the pudding. Mm-hmm. But I think really he just solidified everything we've been saying. Is like, it's just taking that initial action. And I think that's where a lot of people fail in their business, is that it's not necessarily concentrate on the wrong things or not doing the right things or all that. They're not building momentum.
Yep. You've
got to build that momentum. And I think a lot of people get stuck. It's amazing what happens when you take action on just that first initial step. So, it was really cool to hear that from Dave. And to me, I think it was proof in the pudding that, hey, look what happens when you do that. And I was going to say something else that just slipped my mind, but.
You're good, man. When it comes up, I literally just wrote this out because I'm thinking, what's if we were to encapsulate everything that Dave just did there, and this might be a new framework. I'll make it nicer here. I'll make a nicer graphic. But this is what I've been preaching for years, okay? And then we're going to dive into content topics, is what everyone's after is the middle of the bullseye. Everyone's after, I put F cubed plus I. That's freedom, flexibility, finances, and impact. That's what all of us are after, right? That's why we start these businesses. Sometimes we get trapped because we don't do the next thing. So how do you truly get freedom, flexibility, grow those finances, and make an impact? The only way I feel you can do it is if you have a business, like I said, that is consistent, predictable, and builds momentum, okay? If it's boom and bust, you just can't have the freedom and flexibility. Therefore, then you can't make the impact as much. So right there, the path to freedom, flexibility, finances, and impact is consistency, predictability, and momentum, okay? So what's the path to consistency, predictability, and momentum? It's authority. As soon as you've built authority, then you have more consistency, predictability, and momentum. People refer more people to you. Your content gets seen more. People naturally go to you. How do you build authority? It's with content and trust, okay? And so that's why this is so important. Now, let's dig into I'll wrap this thought up. Kind of going all over the place here, but I'll wrap up the evergreen versus temporary.
I know you kind of touched on that, but let's tell everybody what we mean when we say evergreen.
Yep. So evergreen to me is you do a piece of marketing, you do something, and it's going to be there for a very long time. That one activity that you just did is going to work for a very long time. Quick hit marketing or temporary marketing would essentially be, I do the activity, I put it out, it's got a very finite lifespan, then it goes away and it doesn't work anymore. So examples of both would be direct mail is temporary marketing. It works great, keep doing it. Like, I'm not saying not do it, I'm saying you should keep doing it if it works for you, okay? But it's temporary. In order for direct mail to keep working effectively, you have to keep on doing it. Right. You can't send out a big direct mail piece today to 15,000, 20,000 people and then stop that and in 2 years from now go, oh, that one mailing I did 2 years ago, that's running my business still. No, that wouldn't work, right? Yeah. Social media marketing is the same. As soon as you post a social media post, I love it. Like, I'm not saying not to do it. I'm saying recognize how these fit in your business and your plan. As soon as you post it, it's probably got a 24-hour time span on it, right? It doesn't have a big time span. And so you always have to be on the hamster wheel. It's almost like, you know, you're a little hamster here. You can see how great of a drawer I am. You got, well, there's a little leg and there's a little arm. And then you're always on this hamster wheel here, okay? That's not, you don't want to be that. What other types of marketing? Cold calling, temporary marketing. RVMs, SMS, temporary marketing. Keep doing them, though. I'm not saying not to do them, guys. Like, I don't want anyone to say, hey, Trevor's saying not to do these. You should do them if they work. But just beware that that's going to keep you in this hamster wheel unless you hire a bunch of people and plug them into processes where they're doing all that for you, which you can totally do. And I suggest that if that's your model, that you do that. Otherwise, you can never get freedom, flexibility, impact. Evergreen, on the other hand, like with Dave here, he'd followed our model and went, okay, cool, I'm going to build out location pages for my primary cities, states, neighborhoods. He follows our process with them, gets them ranked by following our SEO training, okay? Shows up on our coaching call, shows up to Carrot Camp, he's implementing the plan. Next, he goes, cool, what are some content pieces that I can put out there to build value for people on that when they're searching in Google, because the Google searches are never going to stop. They're just going to keep, like, that's where people go to find answers. All of us do, is we go to Google. So as long as the Google flow never stops, which that's never going to stop, it'll shift, it'll change, it'll change how it works, for sure. It works way different today than it did a decade ago. But still, it's the place where people go to find answers. If you put up content and leverage our system, which performs really, really great to make it easy for you, and it gets ranked, and you do the work to keep it there, and then you stack on another piece of content, and you stack on another piece of content, and another one, eventually, you're stacking these bricks, right? It's like, there's a piece of content, there's a piece of content, there's a piece, there's a piece, there's a piece, there's a piece, and then you stack another brick there, and eventually, like David here, he was stacking bricks for months, if not years, then he ends up building this wall. This wall is like bouncing all these leads back to him now. He doesn't have to do any work. It's cool.
100%. Great explanation. I just want to make sure that sometimes we throw out these awesome words and we'll make sure that you guys are processing what we're talking about, because you know I think there's probably a few people that made that whole thing explanation just made it click.
Yep, good.
So good stuff.
Thanks, man. So what I want to do, guys, we're going to dive into the resources and how we do the research to come up with topic ideas. Pop through the comments section. Are you guys enjoying this? Are you guys what are your holdbacks right now still from becoming an authority? Okay, you don't have to become an authority, but you have to recognize that if you're not an authority, you're going to be commoditized, your pay is going to go down, and it's going to be harder to stay in business as this business gets more and more competitive. The same thing happens with, I've been trying to get a hold of air conditioner repairmen, dude. One of my rental properties, it's like the only one that I'm still managing myself. It's our townhouse Airbnb, and it has been a nightmare to get a hold of AC companies. Like, there's about 8 or 9 in this town. It's a town that I don't live in. And the AC went out. What am I doing? I'm Googling the crap out of it, man. And I'm calling them. I'm text messaging them. None of them have any content online. all of them, to me, there were some reviews in Google reviews. That was the only way that I could tell who was legit and who was going to steal my furniture, right? And so if one of them did like 10% of what we teach, if one of them did 10% of what we teach, if they had a carrot site, if they put up 5 or 10 video posts talking about some common things that are wrong with air conditioners, if they walked you through how they go and inspect an air conditioner, and they walk you through their office and introduce you to Nancy and Tom and Bill and Margaret, I'm going to work with them. Yep. I'm going to, 100%. Okay. So topic ideas, man. I'm going to fire it over to you. So when you're looking at creating content, whether it's video, written content, we're going to talk about evergreen here. We're not going to talk about social on this one. So when we're talking about evergreen content, stuff that's going to rank in Google, rank in YouTube, what do you do first, man, to determine what to create content on?
Yeah, so for me, I kind of always like to think backwards, right? So, you know, let's talk about, you know, let's say on the SEO side is I always like to say, back to what I said earlier, I think I said provide the right information to the right person at the right time, right? So how do we – so I'm always thinking in the needs of our customer, because really that's what you should do. You need to meet the needs of your customer. So so there's a couple of ways that I do it, like either really go into extensive research is, first of all, ask yourself that question. What are the needs of your customers? So just like what Trevor said, like if I was an AC guy, who's going to be my primary customer? More than likely, it's not someone who's proactively looking for an AC unit. It's going to be someone who's reactive.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
So, so if I knew that, knowing my customer, then I'm going to craft the right message. Now, in Trevor's case, I don't know, like me personally, like if I was on the other side of this AC company, I probably would lead with my avatar. Who's mm-hmm. my perfect customer? My perfect customer's probably just had someone whose AC just blew, and my message is going to be sent around that. Yep. But also built in with that, you know, built in with the credibility, right? That's where the reviews, testimonials, you know. So, I mean, if Trevor reached out to someone, they responded, I guarantee that Trevor probably would give them any reviews that they want, and he would be an evangelist for them. So that's one way, is deep dive into what is my customer's needs, mm-hmm. and then create the content around answering those things. Because especially with Google, people ask questions. People ask questions when they type something into Google. So it's a very, very important that you know what are those questions, right? So. So for me, so it's through extensive research. And I think the other one, something probably easier, is I think I taught this on last week's coaching call. Guys, if you're care members, make sure you guys are jumping on those coaching calls. The value that we bring there, it's phenomenal. So like for an example, the other way is using stats. And so what are some stats that you as a real estate investor can use is like on our websites. I always like to find out which page of your website is gaining the most traction, or which page of your website are people going to after they land on the homepage, because that's a good indicator of what's important to people in your specific market. Mm. So if I see that my company page is the second most visited page after someone lands on my homepage, I probably should create some content around who I am and why am I the go-to person, you know, why am I trusted, right? Just tell your story. Yeah. Or if you see that your How It Works page is getting the most traction, and then that's probably a good indicator that people want to investigate more. They're probably not too familiar with our services because, you know, our services as investors ain't quite mainstream. We're probably always kind of the end solution or the unlikely solution that people didn't think of on the forefront because, you know, other situations. So you should be creating content. You should be creating infographics around what's the process, right? Answer those questions, answer those objections that some people have. So to me, there's either deep dive and just ask what are my customers' problems, or what I call, you know, do your research, or just use or just flip the stats that are already in front of you. So, another way is if you're closing deals, look at the last 5-10 deals that you close. What were the situation, right? Mm. So, and provide content around that. So, I think it was Tuesday or some, no, it was last week. We got a lead. I'm in North Carolina. We had a lead come through pay-per-click. The person, check this out. She did a search for cash for homes, because we always keep track of what people are searching. Cash for homes. She came through, but she just inherited this property. But she has not put the property in probate. There is no will. So she has to go through that process. Hmm. So to me, we documented the whole process of, so we reached out to our closing attorney, say, hey, listen, first of all, do you guys do estates? They said no, but they recommended someone to us. So we got their information. So now we're gonna write out a blog post to someone local that's gonna say, hey, are you looking to sell your house? Make sure that this is, you know, provide a how-to, which is a checklist, and just walk them through that whole thing. So what happens now, we're the authority. We help this seller get in contact with an estate attorney. We're going to find them an estate company that sells off the content of the house. So, and all we're going to do is document everything that we're doing. And to me, that's one video. Mm-hmm. That's one blog post. And at the end, not only are we providing that valuable, relevant content, but now we're becoming that authority, right? Yep. And this person, whether we get the deal, hopefully we do, but we're providing value in the front end. That's how you got to look at it, is provide, how can I provide value? So it's just not knocking out a bunch of stuff, guys. It's just not just writing a bunch of blog posts and just hope they stick. Yep. You got to put some thought into it on the front end. So those are two ways: use current stats or do extensive research. And I think that's a great way to get started.
Dude, I love it. And it's funny, I have like 42 markers in my office and I need to go through and clean them up. And I was using this one that does not erase. And so I'm sitting there trying to erase the board, and Brady nailed it though, man. Thank you, Brady. Appreciate it, dude. Spot on there. So I'm gonna draw out something for everyone to model a little bit here. And this is what I've been doing for years whenever I come up with my content ideas. I developed this framework when I was doing consulting for some bigger businesses. One of the companies is called Halstead International. Mostly everyone on this has probably used their product before. And it's essentially the luxury vinyl plank flooring when you go to Home Depot. Like, they're the ones who manufacture it. At that time, they were about $500 million a year company. Now they're $1 billion. And they weren't owning the conversation online at all. They were losing millions of dollars a year because when people would go to Google, search up their brands, there were some bloggers that just posted some bad experience stuff, but they had an amazing product. So I came up with this framework, and it works really well. So essentially, what does not work well is the marker. So let me grab this one. There we go. Let's see if this one. Oh, it's even worse. There's two. Okay, let's try number three. Blue marker. Bam. Okay, here we go. So you've got at the middle of the bull. I like bullseyes and triangles, man. Like, all my frameworks are bullseyes and triangles. It seems like
everybody, you guys should see Trevor's iPad, dude. That you do some really cool, like I would pay someone on Fiverr like to make those graphs that you make on iPads, man.
Dude, those are my three. Like, if anyone, this is content too, right? Like, so you're talking about teaching people how the process goes of buying or selling a house, things like that. If you guys draw out visuals, people can learn it better. So kind of my three are a pyramid, right? A bullseye of some sort. You can modify the bullseye. And then the next thing is like this, you know, some sort of like a line chart. I kind of like this. But looks like hieroglyphics up there. So you've got brand right here in the middle, okay? And then you've got what I call discovery. And then you've got evangelist. I almost wrote Elvis. Evangelist, okay. So the reason we did the bullseye this way is exactly what Adrian mentioned, guys, is all of your content, if you're not doing content yet and you're just getting started, all of your content should start on the brand level, okay? That's basically stuff specific to your business, specific to your processes, specific to if someone has already found you, assume that the person's already found you. If someone has already found you, what information and content can you put together that will build trust, build authority, build expertise to make it so they know that they should work with you? Because what happens is a lot of people start right here. A lot of people start creating discovery content. What is discovery content? Discovery content that has nothing to do with your business directly. Okay, it has everything to do with with the problem that they're having, like Sell My House Fast Dallas. Okay, so they're trying to discover a solution. Okay, cash home buyers, North Carolina. They're trying to discover a solution. North Umpqua River Homes for Sale. I saw Ricky Graham popped in on here from the G Team. North Umpqua River Homes for Sale. They're trying to discover homes, okay? They're not looking for a specific agent at this point. But the reason this is important is if you're hitting the discovery words really, really hard and you're bringing in a bunch of traffic, but then they land on your site and they're like, oh, this person, like, they have some cool content, but who are they? Like, what's their process look like? Are they really credible? You're essentially going to lose the actual sale, okay? You introduce them to your world, you built them up, and you got them further along the education path, but then you lost the sale because you didn't have your brand content tightened up. You lost the sale, okay? So right here, do your brand content first. So what kind of content is this? It's exactly what Adrian had mentioned, okay? It's your about video, okay? Who the heck are you guys? Have some sort of a video or written content. It doesn't have to be a video that talks about that. Testimonials, okay? Testimonials is brand-related content. It talks about the solutions that you provide, the types of people you work with. Do videos if you can, if not written. What other type of stuff? It's how-to stuff, right? It's exactly the stuff that Adrian is mentioning, guys. It's doing some content walking through how you come up with your offers. Or if you're a real estate agent, it's doing content walking through how to come up with a reasonable offer on a house, or how to stage their home, or how to do whatever it is. How do you do the process? How my process works to work with me as a buyer's agent. Okay, you could take out the video and say, hey, this is how it's going to look. We're going to do this, and we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, and here's a testimonial of someone who went through that process. And then also any brand searches, okay? So we'll bring up the computer here in a few minutes, and we'll do some stuff really quick. Discovery, okay, is, once again, it's like North Umpqua River Homes for Sale. It's tax consequences when selling a home in Florida. Brady, if you can bring up the computer, I'm going to go through some of this real quick. So number one, go through brand stuff. That's probably 2, 3, 4 videos or some content. Use our video post feature. Okay, here's one right here. This is discovery. Okay, so this one's House Heroes, one of our Carrot clients. Tax consequences. You can see Google's popping up suggested searches here. Okay, guys? Tax consequences of selling a home. These suggested searches are basically what people are actually typing into Google every day. So these are content ideas. Okay, that's an idea right there. That's where I get a lot of my content ideas, is from either customer objections, okay? Customers ask these questions. If they ask common questions, write those questions down that are common from your buyers or sellers or tenants or whatever types of leads you're going after. Do content on each one of those primary objections. Okay, do a video if you can. Put that video up on YouTube. Put it onto our video post feature, which turns that into a written piece of content, okay? And look at this. So tax implications of selling a home in Florida. I'm just going to go ahead and click that. And this is what someone would actually see if they were in Google and they did that search. They're looking for expertise. The very first thing, it's this little snippet thingy, is househeroes.com. That down there is househeroes.com. Okay, that's one of our clients. They sat down and they chose to write content. Now, if you like writing, cool, you should write. If you're comfortable with video, cool, you should do videos, okay? But our video post feature turns your videos into written content. This isn't a long article, okay? It's not like this crazy long article, but it's good. They spent time researching, they did the content, and now they can retarget them back on Facebook with videos and testimonials and other things like that. And when they land here, they're probably like, huh, tax tips for selling a house in Florida. Only someone who's looking to sell a house would likely search that, okay? And they're here, get a cash offer. House Heroes, America's super home buyers. Wow, maybe I should just see if they'll buy my house, right? Then they click through and they actually get an offer right there, okay? And they get leads from that all the time. That's a discovery type phrase. Now let's go to a business. Let's look at one of the bigger businesses out there. This is a brand type phrase. This is how I get content. So let's do...
Here's the idea too, as Trevor's kind of diving into that. If you guys are not, if the excuse is you're not a great writer, which I'm a terrible writer. My grammar's always, it's terrible, all that stuff. But what I do is, I actually did this on the way up to Lincoln. I was running with Pete and we were talking, having a conversation. So I just took out my phone. I have the Rev app and I just talked into it.
Yep.
And then got it transcribed. I think it cost me $7. And at least now I have a framework of where to get started. Now I can just go in there, either pay a copywriter to kind of clean it up for me, or I can at least have something to work with. I think so many people kind of get stuck on having a blank piece of paper in front of them or a blank screen, and they just don't know where to start. So, and I think most of them are kind of working against their skill set. Like me, I can't write. I can't, but I can talk.
Yep.
So one way to unload everything on that, guys, is just, I recommend rev.com, set up your account and then set up your account, talking to it, just off off your brain what your thought is, or just transcribe it. Then you got something on paper. That's a quick little hack. If you have a hard time trying to think of something, but you have an idea, just talk it out.
Yep, dude, I love it. And that's my preferred way of doing content, right? Like originally, I used to be a written content guy in a big way, and I can still do written content. It just takes a long time, and I don't like it as much. So here's an example of a brand search. Okay, so I would go to Google and type up your company, and you're going to see all these suggested searches pop up if you have a lot of marketing going out. If you don't, what you should do is do these brand searches on your biggest competitor in your market, because if people are doing those brand searches on your biggest competitor in your market, they're likely searching the same way for you. So you would just swap out their company name with yours and make content on that. So right here, 299 Cash Reviews, you should have a page on your website that's reviews. You should upload your reviews to YouTube and title them Tennessee Home Buyers 299 Cash Reviews - the person's name. That way YouTube has the title of something that people are actually searching in. Who owns Tennessee Home Buyers? Make sure that's on your about page. Maybe even have a video there. You don't have to have a video there, but there's all kinds of things that you could do here. Let me show one that's a really good example of a discovery search phrase and using the exact process you mentioned that I'm going to demo video post to show people and let them off the hook that you don't have to write content if you don't want to write content. So we have, where I am right now, it's the Loft Entrepreneur Workspace. It's 8,000 square feet. Carrot takes about the back third. We've got our gym, our studio, boardroom, all that, and then amazing other people. And so I have a website that's been up for that for years, like for years. It's a WordPress website. I'm going to bring it up right here. Okay. It's not a bad site. I mean, like a lot of people that are looking to build custom sites and things like that, they go, oh, WordPress is so much cheaper and da 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 da. Well, long term, it's going to be way more expensive if you don't get good results. So you can see the site looks pretty decent, right? It's not bad. I mean, it can be improved. And this site's been up for years. I'm talking like 6, 7, 8 years. Okay. And it's always been ranking number one in Google for Roseburg co-workspace. There's a couple other co-workspaces here. We're not a big market. I'm not going to try to I'm pulling the wool over your eyes thinking, oh, you can do this exact same thing in Dallas for Dallas co-workspace and with one video get a number one ranking in a month. That's going to be harder to do. But if you niche down further, it'll work. So I'm like, cool, I'm going to demo how to use video posts. We'll post it up in the link below. The actual video where I thought of the content idea, where I had Brady record me actually recording the video on my cell phone. I uploaded it on my cell phone. I added it to YouTube and I added it to video posts. It all took under 10 minutes. The whole process took under 10 minutes. If anyone doesn't have 10 minutes, then you need some serious time management exercises. Okay, so now if you type up like Roseburg co-work, and this is how I came up with the idea, is I knew that I have a co-working space, and I'm like, what are people typing into Google? Let me see if just Google gives me suggestions. Okay, so Roseburg, look at this. It's giving me suggestions, Roseburg co-working space. So that means enough people are typing that in Google every month for Google to suggest it as a search. Okay. And one of the suggested searches is the Loft, which is our company. Another one is Roseburg Office Space for Rent. That right there would be an amazing piece of content to do. Maybe do a whole series of videos or articles on Roseburg Office Space to Rent. Okay, when you're uploading images, here's a quick little tip, guys. If you want to own more of it, when you upload images to your website, title those images your keyword. So you can see that's me. That's my logo. There's some other things probably that pop up that might be me too. But title your images your keyword. So title your images Roseburg co-workspace -Trevor, Roseburg co-workspace -Loft, or whatever it is, right? You're going to then start to pop up here and people click these. Okay, but look at this. The number one result in Google now is a video post I did on June 12th. You're going to see it. It's not the prettiest of videos. Okay, it's had dozens of views up this point. I did not write a word on this other than the title. I wrote the title. Everything else came from our automation. I recorded a video on my cell phone. It's a 4-minute and 11-second video. I give them a tour of the Loft. I show them outside. I show them the amenities of the Loft. I uploaded that on my cell phone. I put it into our video post feature, which then spit out this written content. Now, I spent about 5 minutes after it published and just did a couple little things to tweak it. I went in there and bolded some of the words that have the keyword I'm looking for. I made sure that when I'm doing the content, I spoke a couple minutes. When I was doing the content, I spoke some of the keywords I was looking to rank for. You can see in here, I said co-working space in Roseburg co-workspace, entrepreneur co-workspace. Like I said a lot of those phrases in the natural content of it because I knew it was going to get transcribed and put on here. Okay, it took about a month, but then it became ranked number one in Google. Now here's what's cool. here's my WordPress site that's been up for 7 years. Okay, here's our number one competitor right across the street. Here's another one down the road. There's my video. There's my other video I uploaded years ago. Guys, that took me less than 10 minutes. Okay. And the way that you do it is you come up with, like Adrian said, what solution do I solve? Let me think brand search first. Okay. Let me do content around our brand, building credibility, building trust. That's always the content you should do first. And the next, what discovery phrases, what types of objections or questions do my prospects have? Let me put those up online so they're on my website and they can explore. And I'm going to be the winner when someone lands there because I'm more credible. And then next is, what are those search phrases they're likely typing in? And I would just go to Google acting like you're the prospect and just start to type in. You know, what would a buyer of investment properties type in? So investment properties, Roseburg. Okay, look at this, investment properties, Roseburg. I'm going to click on it. This is exactly what I would do is if I was trying to become the owner of investment properties all over Roseburg, I'd look at it, I'd scroll to the bottom, and this is giving me topic ideas. Duplex for sale, houses with shop for sale, realtors, okay, multifamily for sale, Roseburg property. I would do a page on every one of those. I would do a video on every one of those, and then I would start to link them together on my site, and over time, you're going to be the owner of that topic online.
I love it. And also maybe some ideas for our agents that are on this call is, first of all, identify who's your ideal customer, right? I think with agents, some of the things that we tend to, it's easy to do is just kind of say anyone who needs to sell, right?
Yep.
That's it. But to me, challenge yourself to niche that down. So for an example, you know, are you an agent that loves dealing with people who are buying a house for the first time? So some content ideas is one of the ideas I like for content is the shocking stat, right? So maybe one shocking stat for a new agent or an agent who likes working with new buyers is, hey, did you know how easy it is? You'd be shocked that you probably qualify for a mortgage right now. Right? So you know, cover things that there might be some myths. Because I think that's one of the things I've talked to a few people in the past who became homeowners and they're in a position to where they didn't realize that they could have qualified. They're just, you know, everyone kind of thinks that they just don't qualify now. So if you're an agent that loves working with new home buyers, what are some myths that current people have? So speak to the renter, speak to someone who would love to buy, but maybe there's some stuff that you have found commonly a common misunderstanding. Mm-hmm. Cover that, unravel that. Or if you're an agent that loves to deal with people who are families who are upgrading, maybe do some stories on school districts or certain things, other attractions that are ideal for families, right? You know, so, or like we're in Wilmington, North Carolina. I live in Wilmington, North Carolina. So if you love selling high-end beach properties, speak to those people. High-end beach property owner, it's probably going to be their second home, right? So talk to that group or someone who's retiring or maybe talk to someone who's going to come down from up north. People always say, oh, too many people coming from up north. So, so if you have stats on where people are migrating from over here and why, that's content ideas right there.
Yep.
Because people are going to be turning to Google for these ideas. So there's so many different ways. So if you're an agent, I think pick a niche, who's your ideal customer, and then speak around that person's situation to where create a path to where what happens when they're ready to pull the trigger, who are they going to turn to? The one that has that authority in their eye, which is you.
Dude, I love it, man. It's straight up 2:00. I've got a podcast with no other than Kong Lee, and he's going to be coming on just like lighting up the carrot cast suit with his energy. I love it. But I want to show, if you can show my screen really quick, Brady, then we will wrap this week's episode of Ask Carrot. So the way that I got that number one ranking in Google, under 10 minutes of work, and then it took about a month for it to do, was I used video post. I just took out my cell phone. I recorded a video. Brady linked up a link in the comment section of this live that shows you that video. But then all you do to use it, guys, is you take that video after you upload it to YouTube and just copy that URL, pop over here to add a new post. So just go to content and posts and then select video. Okay. And then right here where it says video URL, just paste that puppy in there and our system imports the video in automatically. If I was logged into a Carrot account, it would have a big orange button that says transcribe this. You click it, and then it's going to basically send that off to rev.com for you. You don't have to lift a finger. Okay, it's all automated. We automated the whole process that people are doing manually. We took the process from 40 minutes down to 4 minutes, and soon we're going to take it down to 4 seconds. But basically, you click it. A couple hours later, it emails you and says, hey, your post is ready. As soon as I got that email, I logged in and I went in there and just modified a couple things, less than 5 minutes, bolded some of the keywords, added a little link to a call to action, and then I just let it go, and it took about a month to rank. So guys, use the video post feature. You get access to that. We're going to likely be sunsetting that feature for core members. It was always a beta feature, and we're going to be putting up out a bunch of new features. So if you are a core member at Carrot, and you've been able to access that feature free for the past year and a half, and while it's been in beta, if you want to continue to use that, we haven't fully decided on it, but we're likely going to be bringing that up into a brand new marketing suite we are creating that's going to have an improved version of video post later. So get in, start using the heck out of it, y'all. And it can completely change your business, which I love. So,
Trevor, when you get a chance, check out that awesomeness that I put into that channel. And it talks exactly about video posts. And it actually comes from Bob. He's in the Investor Fuel group. And if this guy can do it, guys, you guys.
Let's show it. We're showing behind the scenes here, guys. This is our Slack channel. And then I got to bounce for sure. This is our Slack channel we use for company communication. And this right here is what Adrian just sent through this morning. This is it, right? Is this it?
Yep.
Yeah, right there. Cool. Adrian took a screenshot, said, just uploaded my first video on Carrot by myself. It was so easy. No excuse in the world not to be doing this weekly. Shoot video. Trevor Mock says 4 to 5 minutes. Upload. Yep, 3 to 5 minutes, guys. Upload to YouTube. On Carrot, start new post. Click video post. Go back to YouTube video and copy and paste it. Draft, publish, done. Okay. Get deal, get paid. Thanks for all of your help, Adrian. So, guys, do that. Start to put out content. Build authority. Don't be a commodity. And we'll see you next week with installment number 2 of our content marketing month here in the month of August. We're going to be really diving deep into content marketing month of August. Next week, it'll be a different topic. I think it's how to get people to see your content, right? How do we market your content? We'll post it. Yeah, we'll post it, guys. All right, hashtag guys, hashtag Ask Carrot. Let us know what your favorite part from this was. What are you going to go execute and implement? And we're going to be coming back next week wearing some of the new swag. I'm going to wear the positivity shirt. We're going to start selling those shirts. And possibly we might start selling our water bottles, selling our glasses. We get so many people asking about that stuff. So keep an eye out. Go out there, y'all. Have an amazing, amazing time. Tyler Ford, start doing videos, man. You're amazing at the written content. Start doing videos. All right, guys, have an amazing week. Adrian, thank you, buddy. Appreciate you. Yep.